Clodagh Walsh is here with the news in full.
The Minister for Transport, Tourism and Sport, Pascal Donoghue, has insisted that access and jobs would be core considerations in deciding whether or not the government sells its share in Aer Lingus. IAG, the parent group of British Airways, is offering just over €1.3 billion for the airline, of which the state owns a 25% stake. On RTE's primetime programme last night, Minister O'Donoghue said that any decision made on the future of Aer Lingus would have political consequences, and he acknowledged that the retention of slots at Heathrow Airport had to be considered.
All I have done in the past and would do again is be clear about what our current shareholding allows us to do in relation to slots. And what it does is bring us a long way towards the share of a vote that would be needed to block the disposal of a slot. And that is the situation at the moment. Our slots, and the slots of Aer Lingus, excuse me, because no state owns them, are fundamental to the access that we need. But there's other dimensions to it. Transatlantic access, our ability to trade with the east coast of America and beyond, is also hugely important to many companies here in Ireland.
At least 26 people have been killed in a series of attacks by Islamist militants in the north of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. A car bomb and mortars hit military targets in the city of El Arish, killing a number of soldiers. Other attacks took place in nearby towns. A militant group linked to Islamic State said it carried out the attacks. The Egyptian authorities have been fighting an insurgency in the area since the ousting of President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. Cairo-based journalist Akram Shaban of the BBC's Arabic service gave details of the latest incidents.
We are actually talking about more than one attack, simultaneous attacks, which happened late on Thursday, after 2 hours after the curfew were in effect. And apparently the attacks involved a car bomb and mortar rounds as well, targeting a military base and police station facilities, and also about a dozen checkpoints.
A study on the amount of alcohol that college students consume has led to calls for further public policy measures to counter the risks to young people's health. The University College Cork study is published in the British Medical Journal today. It found a high prevalence of hazardous consumption among over 2,200 undergraduates who responded to the survey. The study has also found a narrowing of the gender gap, with hazardous consumption patterns now similar in men and women. Karen Creed reports.
This study puts the spotlight on Ireland's drinking culture among third-level students. The classroom research in University College Cork explored hazardous alcohol consumption, the consequences, and also focused on gender differences. Its findings showed a high prevalence of dangerous alcohol consumption among 66% of over 2,000 students who responded. It also showed a narrowing of the gender gap, with the consumption patterns now similar in men and women. At the higher end of the scale, approximately 17% of men and 5% of women were consuming more than 6 units of alcohol at least 4 times per week, in some cases on a daily basis. The study, which was led by PhD candidate Martin Davran, says it highlights the need for effective public policy measures such as a minimum unit price for alcohol.
The Fianna Fáil Senator Avril Power says new legislation being proposed will ensure e-cigarettes will be regulated in the same way as tobacco is. Senator Power and Senator and Professor John Crown are launching a bill to regulate the sale and marketing of e-cigarettes this morning. Speaking on this programme, Senator Power said there was currently no regulation at all on e-cigarettes. They could be sold to children and did not carry any health warnings. A man in his 30s is still being questioned in connection with the death of a man in South Belfast. The body of the man was discovered in Botanic Avenue early yesterday. He had been stabbed several times. Police, who've launched a murder investigation, believe the victim was originally from Pakistan. Police in the Netherlands say a man who forced his way into the studios of the national broadcaster and demanded to be put on air was carrying a fake gun. The 19-year-old was arrested without a struggle when armed police arrived. The incident in the city of Hilversum disrupted NOS television programming for about an hour. The American writer and musician Rod McKuen, who was known as the King of Kitsch, has died in California at the age of 81. He received 2 Oscar nominations, and some of his best-known songs were written with the Belgian composer Jacques Brel, including If You Go Away and Seasons in the Sun. And now the time is 8:05.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant Engineering. The Grant Vortex condensing oil boiler, providing super efficient, reliable and lower cost heating. Think boilers, think Grant.
It will be cold and breezy today with some frost and ice at first this morning. There will be a mix of bright spells and showers, with the showers mostly of rain or hail at lower levels, but they will turn wintry on higher ground. Highest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees in fresh and gusty northwest winds. And there's a warning that northwest winds will reach gale force for a time this morning on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.